Those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
Once again to the Well-Fed Guide to Life, brought to you in part by HopTrip.com. My name is Dave. With me, as always, is... I got nothing.
You got nothing?
I got nothing.
How?
I'm that,
it's
like,
rare
off.
For you to choke that hard.
I know. I was going to do something with you two-fisting drinks, but I realized one of them was water.
The other one's lemonade, so it's not like I'm a real badass.
That, yeah, you're real hard.
I'm... Never mind.
Wow, that's usually
that went weird. That went weird.
Yeah.
No, it's a gorgeous day, but it's a gorgeous lemonade day.
Why are we inside?
Because
there was another.
The problem is the middle-aged twosome.
Extremely loud.
They're very loud and very boring.
I was wondering if you noticed that because
I did.
I heard them from my car. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we should say where we are.
We are at Walk in the Park, and that's in beautiful St. Louis Park.
Palatial St. Louis Park.
Palatial and extravagant St. Louis Park. Because there's nothing I think of more when I think palatial and extravagant, and that is St. Louis Park.
Well, the thing is I will always associate St. Louis Park as a city to Alvey. So, of course, I think of it as very fancy.
His fiefdom, if you will.
It is Alvey. Alvey land.
Alveyville.
A lot of V's in there.
Alveyopolis?
That took a lot for
me to get out on the first try.
I think that's actually John Stamos's given name, actually, is Alveyopolis.
You might be right.
Yeah.
We promise that'll be the only Stamos reference.
I promise nothing.
But we're at Walk in the Park. I've been here before.
I have not.
And I've been here when it was Tondo.
I've been here when it was Tondo.
And Tondo moved across the street.
Okay.
So it's a plethora of Asian restaurants in the Texas
market.
Well, for the
for
fact
this area that is
exactly for the fact that it's a block, it's across the street from each other. That's a plethora. So it's also in the old strip mall of the original Fort Perkins location.
Yes. Hence my association with Alvey.
Yeah, well, I had to get you there.
I know.
I had to help you. But I appreciate you being a little bit accommodating with the time.
Well, it worked out because I had nothing going on.
You never do.
No. Well, it's Monday. I clear my schedule for this. This is the highlight of my Monday.
This is the highlight of my Monday as well.
So, no, I met you out here. And it's nice because I'd forgotten that there's a game store right across the street. Kind of looks like a meth lab. It's actually that direction.
Oh, okay. I'm like,
yeah.
There's like Axemen across the street that way.
No, there's Dreamers.
In a shady, shady European deli, which I'm pretty sure is somewhere aligned.
You can
with
buy human meat.
Human trafficking is where I was going to go with that. But, and an Eric's bike shop. That's about it.
Which is also human trafficking.
Agreed. Yeah. Having worked for them, I can't
just
really elaborate.
A lot of underage white girls just moving back and forth.
Yep. You'd be amazed what you can get on the open market.
Yeah.
You'd be shocked.
Capitalism hope.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
Wow.
This is really a weird show already.
We're not on our A game.
I'm in a good mood. I don't know what it is.
Okay.
It's I think it's background
lemonade.
Radiation.
It's a lemonade.
The lemonade is good. It's a hand squeezed lemonade, not from Country Time.
Why did I think of that dirty? I don't know why when you said hand squeezed lemonade, my mind went to how can I make this filthy?
Has it been a while since you've had been hand squeezed?
No. Hi, Mom.
That's actually why you were late.
Wow. Wow. You better take that back.
No, I take nothing.
You need to take that back.
That's
terrible.
Nope.
Dig your way out of this one.
No, I'll
leave you going.
I'm happy where I have dug myself. I may build a little home here. I'm so happy. So, no, I'm excited. It's, you know, last week we did Town Hall Lanes.
Or as you like to call it, Burger Mecca.
And yes.
You went home to the Motherlands.
I went home to the Motherlands, and then I went back to the Motherlands on Saturday. Several of shared friends between my wife and I, the girls were having a girls' night, as is their want, and we wanted to be nowhere near that.
As is your want.
As is my want. So we kind of had an informal, like, guys' night, widower night. And yeah, we went out to Town Hall Lanes again.
Doubled down. Did you have it again?
I did, and I enjoyed it heartily.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow, you've had over a pound of bacon and a pound of ground beef in the same week.
Mm-hmm. It was exciting. And we actually went bowling.
My chest hurts for you.
We did the bowling and everything like that.
Was it busy?
It was. The bartender, we left about 11.
Okay, late night for you.
And it, yeah. And we left about 11 and we heard heard the bartender say he was wondering why it was so slow.
Yeah.
But it was. I mean, it wasn't
been
like
a week.
I know, and it wasn't like packed. Like you could still walk around, but it was busy.
Yeah.
You know, they've got 10 lanes in the back, they're pretty much full the whole night while we were there.
That's more lanes than I thought it had.
Yeah. And honest to God, and great, it has been a while since I've gone bowling.
Okay.
It is the most advanced bowling scoreboard system I have ever seen in my life.
Really?
You get this little like iPad looking thing.
Okay.
That's attached to, it's attached.
Yeah.
And you can change the backgrounds. There's themes. There's 40.
A lot of them have that now.
It was amazing for us. Because we were
used to Elsie's where, don't they still draw on chalk?
No, we're used to living in the city where we have
like
better entertainment than bowling. we have culture.
Ah, that's where you're going with that.
That's right. Yeah. No, I don't know. Yeah. No, I just it's been forever since I've been. I think Elsie's actually was the last time I was bowling. That was probably 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So
I don't picture you a bowler.
I am apparently as a vision.
You own a lot of bowling shirts, but not.
I do, and that's just because of fat.
Yeah.
And we're issued them.
I know. I was there. I still have my card in my wallet.
I feel like my form is right. Apparently, it is quite the vision of humorosity.
I'm thinking like somewhere along the lines of the Twinkle Toes, Fred Flintstone type of ball.
It was referred to by one person as the hammer dance.
The hammer dance.
I don't know what it is. I think somehow.
Are you going off to the side or what are you doing? What are you?
I do a little like stutter step.
Okay, a shimmy.
It's a shimmy. Yeah. It's almost. I think it's.
Thank you.
Thank you. Excellent. I think it's a holdover from my days as a shot putter. I don't know why.
I forgot about your track career. That's something we haven't broached on.
I was quite the shot putter in ninth grade.
I forgot you had a brief but story.
But glorious.
Story track career. My, how the mighty have fallen.
Hey. I would have stayed in if they didn't make me run.
There's that.
Just
not built for that.
No.
Still not.
I did the fat kids run.
Yeah.
And that was it. It's like fourth heat, 200 meters.
Anchor.
Yeah. There's no anchors when you're running by yourself.
Did they have tug of war at that point?
In track?
Yeah.
No.
Seems to me like they should have.
They probably should, but no. Most
I would have been in that.
Most high school level track teams do not include a tug of war team.
Should.
That pretty much ends at fifth grade.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess that's why I was never in track right there. Hmm. No tug of war option.
I'm not exactly sure why I even joined track.
I'm not sure why you would have either.
I must have been
a girl.
Melissa Tylicky was a discus thrower at that point. But
no, the Samus girls were floating about at that point?
I don't remember. I don't think so.
That was your flavor du jour.
Yeah.
Before you discovered foreign exchange students. Yeah, I'm going there. I'm gonna cut open that wound.
I have a mouthful of wonton right now. It's not fair to bring that crap up.
She was a foreign exchange student as well, wasn't she? Wonton? No?
Wow. That might be one of the more racist things
I know, I'm sorry.
Had on the show.
I'm sorry.
So let's get off this subject and onto what we're eating.
You gotta order wonton.
Mm-hmm.
Two. Two, which I can have two. So, good luck to you. You'll be taking some home. At least I would hope you'd
probably
take some home. But the first wonton we got was...
Shit, I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
First wonton we got is a sun-dried tomato and basil.
Mm-hmm. It's a featured puff.
Uh-huh.
Or puff at the park. I'm going to spit all over you. And I have not had it yet. How was it?
Interesting. Okay. It's served with a ginger balsamic vinegar.
I dig the sauce, if nothing else.
The sauce is good. It's different. It's fusion. It's that for those of you, we haven't really described the place. This is very much a fusion type Asian restaurant. There's nothing really traditional on the menu. You know, they have fried rice and stuff like that, obviously. And have traditional wontons, which we also got an order of. That being said, everything else on the menu is pretty out of left field. They use a lot of organic ingredients.
Yeah. I gotta say, I'm a big fan of these.
Are you?
These tomatoes. The tomato ones. Mm-hmm. It is a different flavor, but it reminds me with the cream cheese, which I think is why I got two.
Yeah.
Because for some reason I thought that these wouldn't include cream cheese, because she didn't say it in the description.
Gotcha.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm. But, you know, I almost get... These remind me a lot of, like, especially the basil on the cream cheese.
Yeah.
It reminds me of kind of a slightly less fancy version of one of our favorite dishes, the goat cheese at Sample Room.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's that herby, cheesy, and then the tomatoes kind of add a little bit of acid to that. I'm actually really digging these. So
they're good.
Mm-hmm.
I almost want them in a different environment, though. It's walking that line between something you'll find at TGI Fridays or...
You think so?
Yeah, a chain restaurant.
Really? I think you're crazy.
It's a little too...
Gimmicky?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That confuses me.
Well, I think tomato and basil, I think Italian.
Yeah.
I don't know. When I'm at an Asian restaurant, I'm having Asian flavors. I want something more, and there is a little bit of ginger in the dipping sauce.
Mm-hmm.
But I want something a little bit more pronounced, not something dipping into that Italian.
You're a little more. I won't go as far as to say a fascist about it, but you're very much into. You're more of a purist.
I am.
You're not into that United Nations crap.
No, I don't.
Where I welcome all God's children into my mouth.
God's wontons in this case.
All God's wontons.
I'm going to actually do the calculation so see if I can have another one. Because the regular cream cheese wontons were excellent.
Yeah, they are. No, they, so far, high marks on all the puffs.
Yeah. How are you doing there?
I'm excited, but I'm planning.
I can have another.
You can have another one?
I'm in for another.
Oh, very good.
I'm going to have one of the regular ones.
That's fine. That's fine. More for me, man. I like that they have, you know, being as big a fan of wontons and dumplings of all shapes and sizes, but they have a featured wonton.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's awesome to me.
Now, this restaurant was a part of the whole Tom Fam split.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Fam Family split.
Fam Family?
Yeah. Now, it's been a while since we talked about this on the show, like, as in years, when the whole kerfuffle started. But Tom Fam, owner of such recent bankruptcies as Wondrous Asian Kitchen in Asia and Anemone Raw Bar.
Oh, that was him too?
That was him too. Him and his family were the original owners of Tando in this original location. He wanted to branch off and start his own failing business. I really have high esteem for this guy. Mm-hmm. And sued his own family for using what he perceived as his recipes in the family restaurant. So he split off. Family kept.
Now, if memory serves, when he was doing that, that was after Asia had already closed.
Exactly.
And this is when he was starting to spin up Wondrous Kitchen.
Yep. But needless to say, I believe he still owns Tando.
I think he does, yeah.
Or is somewhat of an owner. But the family owns this place.
The rest of the family.
The rest of the sisters, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
Own this place. I've been gone to both. I like this place better. By far. And not because I think he's a horrible person.
You do, but that doesn't affect your decision making.
Right. So, that's the backstory. Comparing the two restaurants back and forth, Tando is a little bit more traditional than you think about a Chinese restaurant, whereas this has a little bit more of a playful menu. Again, it goes back into the fusion with the wonton of the day, wonton of the moment. We've got a great beer list that is spilled on your shirt. They got a great beer list that has been kind of designed and assisted by the Four Friends. So we didn't partake in any beer, mostly because I didn't want. I'm really dehydrated actually right now. And you were in lemonade mode.
Mm-hmm. So,
but definitely a lot to choose from there. They do a bunch of herbal teas. Obviously, they have different soda lists. I think they also have Vietnamese coffee, which you don't see on a lot of menus as well. But kind of just something a little bit out of the norm for what you're going to find in a typical neighborhood Asian place. I dig it. I've been here before. And they really have everything ranging from, you know, very Thai flavors with a lot of Thai basil and fresh, clean flavors. They do a tremendous green papaya salad.
Oh, okay.
Which is extremely spicy here, but it's excellent. But they also do things like gyoza and steamed edamame, so you get the kind of Japanese flair to it. They do have, I did mention that they do have some of the more Chinese staples. I think they do a sweet and sour chicken.
Yep.
It's jazzed up a little bit. They do fried rice. They have a lot of vegetarian options as well. So, a lot of playful names.
A lot of puns.
A lot of puns.
I approve.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Well, excellent.
Yeah. So I had a big weekend.
You did.
Celebrated my girlfriend's birthday. Started off at Wiseacre Eatery.
Yes, I remember you telling me about this. Shit. You know,
I just love a fish.
It's not a fish. Nice harmony.
I hope that picks up well. Oh, that was even better finish.
Wow.
Dinner and the show. Make sure to come here for my birthday next year.
Well, I was just thinking, isn't that why you open a restaurant, so you don't have to do
exactly
that?
Exactly.
I just think that's, you know, maybe that's just me. I don't know.
That was very good.
They were very good.
That was better than any other.
I'm not giving them any crap.
Yeah.
The only one I've heard better is when I've been to the Macaroni Grill, but that they're like freaking opera singers.
Really?
So, yeah, they like bring in homeless opera singers to sing in.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah. No, that was very good. So.
I'm going to actually tell them it's your birthday so they come sing to us.
No. You will not do that.
They didn't do that to Butcher and the Boar for my birthday. I'm kind of disappointed.
No, because Butcher and the Boar, I was going to say it's a classy establishment, but I'm not saying that this place is not classy. But. No.
So anyway, we went to Wysacre Eatery for brunch. If you have not had their CSA hash, my God, you are missing out.
Yeah, I had it last time.
I know.
Yeah.
But I didn't have it last time.
I know.
And I was gloating about my meal.
I know.
And yours is good.
You don't need
Mine was excellent.
You don't need to tell me about the CSA hash.
My God. Check it out. It's got it is drugged through the garden. I mean, it is.
I don't know if that's an endorsement.
It has got every single vegetable that's in season right now in it. It had turnips, it had beets, it had potatoes, it had broccoli, it had beans, Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Anything else right now?
Can I get just another plate?
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you. Pop it on there.
So did Wysacre Eatery. Partook in my favorite morning drink. Again, the...
Whiskey?
No, not whiskey. But the half-calf and fully fultonated. So the Fulton IPA with the shot of espresso in it. Which has grown on me even more so. I know. Which has grown on me even more so.
Two of my least favorite things together at last.
Seriously good. Excellent service. It was busy as hell. What?
It was a Saturday morning.
I know. But if you think back, it was not that busy when we went there.
That wasn't a Saturday morning, though, was it?
Yeah, it was.
Was it? Well, clearly our review has spiked their business.
I agree. They've got their patio open, which is tremendous because they have those big garage doors on the front. I mean, the place looks like it was an old, like, BP service station.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. But it makes for this it makes this whole restaurant seem like a gigantic patio. So it's wide open. It was nice and cool that morning, too. So it kind of... It was nice. It was nice weather. It wasn't too hot. It was super late July. Really, really nice breakfast. From there we did a experience that I'll not soon forget. We went to this place down in Hastings called Extreme Sandbox.
Extreme Sandbox. Okay.
It is a facility. It's basically like an abandoned construction site where you, for a nominal fee, you can drive around excavators and skid loaders and dump trucks and do like obstacle courses with them.
There's obstacle courses?
Obstacle courses. So like driving it and moving cinder, moving blocks or they make you build up a mound. We did what's called the dueling excavator experience.
Okay.
Which sounds much dirtier than it actually is. So we're each given these 9-ton excavators. And an excavator is the piece of equipment, like the shovels you'll see in playgrounds.
Yeah.
Where you're basically just taking a big scoop of sand. So you scoop the sand. Basically dig a hole and build up a mound. And then you have to, with the excavator, you have to pick up a basketball, set it on top of the mound so it sticks, and then hit a golf shot using the excavator.
Wow.
It was a lot of fun. Even you would have been
I bet you that would be fun.
Yeah. Even you, Mr., you know, hater of all things fun and outdoorsy, would hate that. Would love that.
I don't hate all outdoorsy things.
So, did that. It's a blast. I cannot promote them enough. Check them out. It's Extreme Sandbox. A lot of fun. We also, over down in Hastings, a few miles away from there, there's the Alexis Bailey Vineyard, which I'd never been to a wine vineyard before. We've gone to the Northern Vineyard wine bottler shop in Stillwater, but have never actually been to a said vineyard. It was a really cool experience. We did a wine tasting there and had a little picnic in the vineyard. It was nice.
It's very romantic.
I know, it was.
Now, did you drive the excavator into the vineyard?
Mm. I asked that question.
Did you?
I actually asked that question. Can we take these out for a spin? But you can rent their fire truck. They also own a fire truck.
So, is this business run entirely by six-year-old boys, or...?
No, but they act like six-year-old boys. It's honestly, I think, it's run by a family.
Okay.
But either they did a great job of faking it, but they honestly love their job. And what honestly, what's not to love?
It's everything.
Really good. It's hard not to, doing what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But flew into the vineyard. Hit up. After that, we hit up one of her favorite markets, the Seward Co-op. Got some fun stuff at the market, and then we hit up Smack Shack to finish out the day.
Wow,
it's a big day. I definitely win the boyfriend competition.
Well,
if you think about it, she did all that planning for Butcher and the Boar. To get a bunch of people together for my birthday.
Yeah, which is hard because you have very few people that are willing to be seen with you.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. So for... I had to outdo her. We did Smack Shack. I did the... Their special was the crawfish.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Crawfish boil.
Yeah, yeah.
I had Old Bay up to my armpits. It was unbelievable how much seasoning was like all over me. I needed a bib and a hose to spray down afterwards. It was insane. You would have been, you of all people, you, the person who has already spilled on his shirt today, would be embarrassed to have eaten with me. That's how dirty it is.
I'm generally embarrassed to eat with you, so there's that. But I just find it funny that your birthday consisted of you going to a very, very nice restaurant, having great food, very mature environment for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
The girlfriend's birthday is digging in the sand, mm-hmm. and then getting up to your armpits and seasoning.
But you also know my girlfriend.
I do.
And does it not surprise you a bit that she loved that?
It doesn't, but, you know, I'm merely observant.
Okay.
I'm not passing judgment in any way.
That's fine.
Let's talk about the food.
Yeah. What'd you get? Because I got
to
catch up.
You don't have to catch up. Trust me.
Made eat your fill of the wontons?
Well, no, it's not. Okay, so I went with the Slayer. The Slayer, I think
stir
it's like
fry.
Slayer Stir Fry. Mm-hmm. Which is, I went with chicken. You know, they have all this, the typical, you know, meat choices.
Mm-hmm.
But you got some bamboo shoots, you got some water chestnuts, you got the carrots, you got snow peas, you got onions. And it is in kind of a spicy ginger sauce.
Mm-hmm.
It is a one flame out of three.
Are you hurting? Are you a hurting unit?
I'm not,
need some milk.
Not at the current moment.
Okay.
But there's trouble brewing.
Mm.
This is one of the spicier single flame items I've seen.
Really?
Yes. And I don't think it's bad. I don't think it is.
Are you gonna be able to take it home?
Yeah, I'll be able to take it home.
Okay.
Yeah, and I will have this for lunch, probably for the next couple days.
Yeah.
Because
the portions
are ridiculous.
Yeah.
and I know I'll be happy with it, but it's more, it, I was just more kind of amazed. Like, we've been to Thai places and Asian places or Indian places through various stripes. This is the first that I've done on this show that makes absolutely no allowances for the Minnesota palate.
Even Harry Sings, where I nearly died.
Well, yes, but no. You see, Harry Sings is the naked bungee jumping of eating. It's you're going in there for the extreme experience. Okay.
You cut me up further.
For a place that's interested in feeding humans.
Yeah. Not just torturing them.
I'm still not convinced that Joe Rogan isn't in a back room and Harry Sings filming this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but no, and like I said, I'm not complaining. Yeah. I'm not saying, it's just more like, wow, this is a lot more spicy than I was expecting. And I'm really glad that I wasn't feeling brave because she suggested, do you want it just a one or do you want to go up to a two? And you know, I've been good lately. I've been getting better about spice and things like that. I am extremely glad I did not go for the two because there, I don't think I'd be able to eat it.
Oh, it would have killed you.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, other than that, I mean, mine is fairly, you know, your standard mix of stuff for a big stir fry. You know, it's, you know, the peas and the water cashews and the carrots and all that stuff.
It's a garlic sauce.
Pretty standard issue. It's a garlic sauce. It's very flavorful. Everything is cooked exactly how you want it to be cooked. Yeah, I mean, I've got no complaints once you understand what you're getting into.
What's your fight through that initial hit? I got the sassy basil.
Which is a three.
Yeah.
Which is a three flavor.
And it's hot. Don't get me wrong. It's plenty hot, but it's not blow your doors off hot.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Harry Sink hot. I feel like we should create some sort of
scale.
Scoville unit, if you will. Ooh. A Buddha scale, if you will.
Flaming Buddha.
Buddha, not Buddha. Buddha. You know the Buddha scale, don't you?
No, I don't.
Buddha scale is from a term for professional wrestling.
Okay.
And it depending on, it was a scale of 1 to 5. And a 5 on the Buddha scale is as bloody as you can get in a match. So, Great Muda would... Oh, you remember the Great Muda?
Vaguely.
He used to spit the green mist. Face paint. Japanese guy face paint.
The okay, yeah.
The first guy who really did a moonsault in the match.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the long black ninja pants. Okay. Well, he was known for being a prolific bleeder. And so, 5 on the Muda scale. I feel like we need to have our own Muda scale, if you will, when it comes to spice.
Yeah, something.
Something built around the Minnesota palate.
Mm-hmm.
But I got the sassy basil. It's a stir fry with peppers and green and red peppers, some bok choy, some onion, and then protein of your choice. And then it's tossed in kind of a sticky, sweet, spicy Thai basil sauce with egg noodles.
Okay.
Or the Chinese style egg noodles. So don't think egg noodles like a casserole egg noodle. So about the thickness and the chew of a fettuccine noodle.
Okay.
It's very good. Very flavorful. It is. It's got just a little bit of a sweet and then a lot of spice in the back end. But it's good.
Oh, good.
Very good. Well, again,
I'm very full.
Portion is huge.
Portions are giant.
Very fresh ingredients. very tasty.
Yeah, no, it's and one thing that I've noticed since I've been here is they do a very brisk takeout business.
Yeah, they do.
And I'm sure that they are a staple of all of the businesses in this area. I mean, there's like two or three strip malls just within eye shot, you know. And you got people driving in, and you know, I'd be curious what the percentages are in terms of total business comes from. Because I would say there's easily about 40 people that have come and gone since we started the show.
It is a busy, busy parking lot. It is a tiny parking lot as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard not to think that this would be a go-to place. I mean, and good for them, especially since you have an established name across the street in Tondo.
Uh-huh.
It's been around longer. But to me, this is a superior restaurant of the two. So,
do you think...
And like, I've been to both. I originally loved Tondo when it was here.
Mm-hmm.
When it was just a family-run operation.
Yeah.
And there wasn't a schism or anything like that.
A schism.
Schism.
Judicial system.
What the hell is that from?
Dana Carvey.
Thank you.
Yeah. Dana Carvey about the O.J. Simpson trial.
Yeah. Wow.
Seriously, watch that special again. It's still funny.
I might have to.
It's on YouTube. I know that.
But,
so I have a thought.
Good.
And you tell me if I'm crazy or not. Do you think that, as far as takeout places are concerned, in Minneapolis, and when I think of, it's probably not true for like places like New York or Chicago, where there's so much more
prolific,
so much more takeout, so much more delivery, things like that. Do you really think people remember if their Chinese place moves? Like, I guess my question is how many do you think it's
like a,
do you think people really care? Is it we're gonna order Tondo or we're just gonna order Chinese?
I think people care.
You think so?
I think people care because people have for a lot of people, when they, especially with ethnic food, it's you're not eating it because it just tastes good.
Yep.
You're also eating because there's an emotional attachment to it.
Okay.
I don't mean that in terms of I'm eating because I'm upset. I'm eating because I'm sad.
It reminds you of ex-girlfriends, things like that.
Yeah, exactly. It might remind you of a home cooked meal or a certain point in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, especially with ethnic food, that's much more prolific. I think when you talk about like a burger joint or something like that, you're going there because it's great burgers.
Okay.
But I think when you have something with in cities like Chicago or New York or Boston or something like that, where takeout business is freaking huge.
Oh, yeah.
It's insane. People have certain connections to certain places, and it's a much more emotional experience. I think you even loop in stuff like pizza places, especially in New York,
what I was thinking was, so like we've mentioned several times, this is the original location of Tondo.
Yeah.
Do you think when that switch happened, how many people do you think went to Tondo? Now, granted, it's an odd situation because it's right across the street, so it's not a huge... not a huge routine change.
Right.
But, you know, let's say it moved, closer to Uptown or something like that.
I think there might have been a portion of time where if there was an adjustment period, if you will.
Uh-huh.
Where you probably had people that were trying out both places and then decided for themselves. I don't know. I don't know if Minnesotans are nearly as fiercely loyal unless it comes to like the Juicy Lucy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think people around here have as much of an emotional attachment to Chinese places or Asian places or takeout places.
And when I'm making this generalization, I'm referring to the populace at large.
Okay.
When I think of like food people and you know people that are interested in food and eating
not,
well,
thank you for not using
they're,
the term.
They're gonna pay attention more. Like obviously that they're gonna be more loyal and all that.
Yeah.
I'm talking, you know, Joe Sixpack,
enjoy a bag of donuts.
Just wants, you know, just wants the sweet and sour chicken. Do you think? I guess my question.
I don't think this place has a lot of those people.
Probably not. Like this, this is a little more fancy, for lack of a better word.
I think Joe Schmo was going over to Tondo, or there's like a Szechuan Garden or something like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Louisiana. Like, do you think, you know, if Szechuan Garden, just to pick one at random, if Szechuan Garden moved and they inserted a, you know, house of whatever, house of Wang, I can't think of anything.
You know, house of just, New China Moon.
Yeah, garden. Yeah, so yeah, guard, yeah, Panda something.
Express.
I think people noticed it was Panda Express. Do you think people would notice, or care, I should say? Like the average folk.
The average folk, no.
You don't think so?
Folk. The average folk would
folk.
I don't want to pronounce that.
Folk.
Yeah. Would not notice. I don't think. I think...
And then do you think it's different for ethnic places versus burger places or pizza places?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, I do.
And I guess when I say ethnic places, I think
it goes more regional at that point.
Yeah.
Obviously, I think what the best way to describe it was New Chicago or New York,
uh-huh,
or Asian places, pizza places are fiercely loyal.
Mm-hmm.
Even more so than what you're... Well, I should say the Great Burger Wars have begun around here as well. But,
that's right.
And people are fiercely loyal to that here. But I do think it's all on an emotional level that people eat, but I don't think it matters to Joe Schmo.
Okay. I don't really know where I was going with that. It was just a random thought I had. Like, you know, I managed to live in a Chinese food desert. Like, we have no place that delivers to our house.
Says that, do you have like Cammy's Vietnamese? That's right off of.
They don't deliver though.
Really?
I don't think they deliver.
But you're within Bite Squad. You're in Bite Squad radio.
True, but I've not used them for.
You gotta invest $40.
Really?
Yeah.
Here's the thing, and you know, call me a spoiled American as much as you want.
I was gonna call you a hipster bastard.
At this point, if you don't have a website,
yeah,
let alone an app,
yeah,
I'm probably not going to order from you.
There better be one hell of a word of mouth.
Even then.
Yeah.
Even then, and it's not anything against calling. Like, I never had a problem doing that. Like, I was always the designated order maker. So, like, I have no problem with that.
Your business card says that, doesn't it?
That's right.
Yeah.
But it's just get a website at the very least.
Yeah.
You know, especially if you're in the cities.
Right.
You know,
Now, does any website count, or does it have to be a certain level of...
You have to be able to order through the website.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying, you know, if you've got the...
What about a place like Sama, which we've discussed on the show, probably has the worst website we've ever seen.
Well, no, we talked about this on the show. When you come into this country...
Yeah.
As part of the immigration papers,
yeah,
they ask you, will you be opening a restaurant of your native cuisine?
Right.
And if so, here is this How to Build a Website book from 1989. Okay. It's just part of the kit.
In Windows 3.1.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's the thing that blows my mind. Like, a place like this, any place that does good high-end ethnic food, you know, this place, Samba's another great example. I think if Samba, if you could...
Ready for boxes here?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
I think if Samba had a website where you could order and, you know, not talk to anyone, not that they're lovely people, they're very friendly, and
there's might be some of the most friendly
they're
people
extremely
we've ever met.
Friendly, but there are times I don't want to talk to people.
Yeah.
I want to hit buttons on my magic box,
yeah,
and food to come.
That's the best thing about ordering pizza.
Yeah,
it really is. not only that, the Domino. You're not a Domino's guy.
No, not really. If we're gonna do pizza,
they've got a Domino's tracker. I haven't ordered.
I've seen it on the website. Yeah.
They got a tracker where you can actually. It'll be like George is taking your order, or is downloading your order. Stacy is making your crust.
All I need is
putting on your sauce.
I need Pizza Slave 1, Pizza Slave 2. Yeah. I don't need names. Yeah. It's best if we don't exchange names.
Yeah. Or look each other in the eye.
No.
But the fact that you don't even have to exchange any money with them, you just have to. You could literally sign your name X and they'll hand you a pizza.
I know. I know. It's awesome.
Every restaurant should have this. Every restaurant.
Any place with a delivery service. I don't want every restaurant to have this. Although, here's another brilliant idea.
Oh, no.
And this is for places that have, you know, Butcher and the Boar or any of these places.
Yeah.
If you could order ahead of time.
Yeah.
And be like, I'm going to be there at 7:30. Like, make it part of the reservation system.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to be there at 7:30. I want the carnivore platter. I don't know if they have one of those, but... You know,
They should.
You know, give me the half a bear.
Yeah.
You know.
Smoked.
Yeah.
Smoked half a bear.
Smoked half a bear.
Yeah.
With
the bison sauce.
If you could do that, like, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
It would save on server time.
Absolutely.
We ran out of the medium-sized boxes. So I either have a huge one or a small one. I'm like, I'm going to try. I think this will fit.
Noodles are sticky. They don't like the
kebab. I've noticed. You got sticky noodle.
I do.
My friend. See a doctor for that. I'm gonna try to get her to spill it.
That's actually gonna be the challenge.
If she spills it, we get it free.
Yeah, I think that's right.
That's what it said on the website.
Yeah, so you're gonna try to make me laugh, so I spill it.
I know I read that somewhere.
I'm sure.
I know I read.
Might have been on Yelp. I don't remember, but it was in the Foursquare check-in. It said that.
Free if you can get her.
Free if you can get him to spill it.
Yep. Now this is gonna be the challenge.
Place in the same box.
Yes, please.
I can't.
I actually feel bad for you. I feel like I should be jumping in front of this.
No, you don't fall on that grenade. You're not getting paid for this. She's getting paid for this.
Well, yeah, I know, but...
I've done this a few times.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, God.
I feel bad.
Oh, God.
Here we go.
Well, just aim it toward him.
No, I got...
Yeah. I'm just amazed that she's doing it. Like, normally you go to a Chinese place, it's like, they'll, like, throw you a box from the front of the house. Just throw you a box.
Off your head.
Go down.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Gonna make it.
I think she's gonna do
We're
it.
We're gonna have to pay full price for this.
I can throw my fork at her or something.
Exactly.
Might be interference.
Some sort of hospital course to get back to the kids.
Well, very good.
Very good.
That's almost as good as Benihana right there.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyone, you want to take those?
Yes, I'll be taking those home too.
Do you want to take the sausage while I'll bring them?
No, that's fine.
I'll let you put the puffs in there.
Oh, thank you.
It's easier.
It is.
Yeah, otherwise, that would be a real challenge.
It would. Excellent. Well, all right. Well, let's give our final thoughts here while I...
Let's do that. Walk in the bar, good as always. This is our after weigh-in place that sometimes we go if we've had a bad week.
We being me you and the girlfriend.
Yeah. If we've had a bad week at Weight Watchers, this is where we'll go. Because it's really good Asian food, and that's usually what we're craving when after a bad weigh-in. But it's very good. There's a lot. It's a big menu.
It is.
But it's not overwhelmingly so. Yeah. And they've got very good descriptions of everything.
Mm-hmm.
So you really know what you're getting into. It's not like a typical Asian restaurant or Chinese restaurant where it's like something that says happy family. And that's all it says. So you got to guess what you're actually getting in it. So they're very descriptive of what's on the menu. If somebody in your party only likes Vietnamese, or somebody in your party only likes Thai, or somebody only likes Szechuan or Chinese or whatever.
Yeah, or just sweet and sour chicken.
Exactly. They've got something on the menu for that. I think it really even serves the picky eater to try this place out, because they can tailor make everything to your liking as well. Buyer beware. The one spice is hot.
Yes.
One spice is hot.
Just know what you're getting into.
Yeah, exactly. A little hot on the Muda scale.
A little hot. Like two.
but I love the place. I absolutely will be back because it's only 10 minutes from my house.
Yeah.
So.
No, I dig it. I don't see myself coming here very often, and that's just because it's a bit of a hike.
Right.
Yeah, for me. Right. But that said, you know, it's really good food. I can't say enough about just the concept of the featured puff, like that. Just as a
you love a featured puff
as a mind construct. That's a brilliant thing. And the very one, working, particular right? ones that I had,
yeah.
The tomato basil ones, I really liked. I thought they were. I sort of see your point in that it is a little gimmicky,
yeah.
But I think they overcome that by the fact that they're just really, really good.
If they're well done.
Yeah.
They're well done. I shouldn't besmirch them.
Mm.
They're very well done, and it was very tasty, and I would absolutely have an order of them again.
Mm.
That being said, the purist in me, when I'm having Asian food,
You abhor fusion.
Yeah. I fear change. It's really what it gets down to.
No, you don't fear change. You fear things getting along.
That's true.
You want disharmony in the world.
I want chaos, panic, and disorder.
If you had any business sense, you'd be an arms dealer.
I would be.
You're not, so... Which is good, I guess.
That wasn't a very good analogy on your part.
I'm full of food.
You are.
So
it's also important to note we have an immense amount of food coming up with us.
Yes.
Meals coming up with us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I've got probably two lunches easy.
Which makes me happy.
Yes.
Because there are a few things better in the world than leftover Chinese.
I had a lot of Asian today. I had Japanese for lunch.
So
Zenbox.
Zenbox?
Zenbox.
Didn't do sushi.
Sushi 123?
Thank you. I was talking to my girlfriend about that place yesterday, and I couldn't think of the name. I had to Google it. Like, I love the place, and I can't think of the freaking name. I know it was sushi something something something. Oh, 123. Yeah.
You should watch more Sesame Street, man.
I know.
Take your refresher on those numbers.
Get my counting on.
That's right. No, I did Zenbox today just because, you know, I was... As good as it is, I didn't want to have Sushi 123 again. So, because I think I had it twice last week, so it's like, let's dial it back a little bit.
Gotcha.
Plus, I had like 10 minutes to eat, and there was no line at Zenbox, so that also helped my decision.
Gotcha.
Programming notes, we're still going to do the Sabati.
When is that?
In August sometime.
Okay.
Maybe on that Saturday that we're going to record.
Okay.
We'll figure something out. I may have found a sandwich place for you. So.
What?
So,
what do you mean sandwich place?
Because you're a notorious sandwich hater.
I'm...
You hate sandwiches.
I hate fast food sandwiches.
You hate sandwiches.
Okay. All right.
If it's got two pieces of bread, you hate it.
I need more stuff. I need it to be extravagant.
I know.
Okay.
But I think I might have found one. So we'll stay tuned for that.
Is it in the Skyway?
It's not in the Skyway. No. No. In fact, I've never actually been there.
Okay.
But my wife has been there several times.
Where is it?
I'm not telling you.
You're not sharing with the group?
Not yet. Not yet. There's still some more research I have to do. So.
All right.
And also, this coming weekend, August something, the 2nd, does that sound right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, 3rd is Saturday.
Oh, no, I'll be there Friday.
Okay.
All weekend long is the Uptown Art Fair.
Okay.
And
hipsters gather to spend their monthly paychecks on art that doesn't make any sense.
Yes. Sorry, I was trying to find
agreeing with me is what you were doing.
I'm not agreeing with you. I'm looking for a particular conversation I had because they have a cooking contest every year, and previous years have had the winner last year was from that's what I'm trying to look up. Where the hell is it? Barbette. So, I mean, they got good friggin' places.
Okay.
Competing. I'm going to be a judge on Friday. It's an all-weekend-long competition. I'll be a judge on Friday, and our good friend of the show and the man that got me that gig, Keen Amdahl, will be judging on the finals on Sunday.
All right.
So...
Wow.
So, I'm excited for that. I have no idea what to expect. I have literally, like, 10 minutes of foreknowledge about this, so...
I'm intrigued. I hope somebody gets video of this somehow, some way.
Why?
Just because I enjoy watching you eat stuff you're not used to because you do the whole smell-o-vision thing.
And... I'm sorry if I try to hit it from every sense.
Yeah, I know. I know.
And I've not done a...
wafted.
I have not wafted in quite a while. So there. Why must you hate?
I'm not hating.
You're just jealous because I'm taking the gig and you're not.
Yeah, believe me. I want the gig. Believe me.
Hate Keen.
But I hate Keen. I hate bearded men. I hate you.
Yeah, well.
I hate beards.
Yeah. Well, it's not so much a hate. It gives you feelings that confuse you.
It does.
And you don't like being confused.
No, we don't.
No. So if you're going to be at the art fair on Friday, I was told to be there at 2, so if you're there early
afternoon. You're going to get there about 2:30-ish?
No, I am Johnny on the spot.
You are Johnny on the lately.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, you are so full of crap right now.
You were 3 minutes early today.
Yeah, I was here before you were. And I had farther to drive.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
I came from work.
My work is farther
away from you.
No, the math. I had to drive farther.
You are terrible with math.
No.
And spatial.
No.
Anything.
And spatial anything?
Yeah.
Anyway. We've gotten some good response on people wanting an Instagram account for the show, so I think we're probably going to do that.
All right.
I don't know when that'll be up, but shortly, I would say. So check that out. You can always check us out on Twitter, twitter.com/wellfedguidefpg, facebook.com/wellfedguidelife, and foursquare.com/wellfedguidetolife as well. I am, even though he explained it and was very magnanimous about it, I'm claiming blood feud against Keen Amdahl.
Blood feud.
Because
War of the Families.
He got to interview Duff from Ace of Cakes, and I didn't even know he was in town. So,
I didn't know that either.
Did you
see the Sharknado cake he built?
Yes, I did see the cake. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So Keen Amdahl is dead to me.
Wow.
I bite my thumb at him. So
he
gave me some bullcrap excuse like I didn't know I was doing it till 5 minutes beforehand or something like that. No. You call a brother when Ace of Cakes is in town. Damn it.
You alright?
No.
It doesn't sound like it.
No. Anyway, well, thank you guys very much for listening as always, and we'll see you next week.